Now, if you've been with us over the last number of weeks, you'll know that we've been thinking about the life of this great missionary, Charles Studd, who was saved as a young man. He was a great cricketer and a great student in Cambridge University, and the Lord saved him and saved his brothers, and at that time saved many other young men, and some of them heard and felt the call of God to the mission field to go to China. So Charles Studd, along with six other young men, they were known as the Cambridge Seven, 130 years ago exactly, February 1885, they set sail for the land of China. And back in those days, it took a long time to get to China and faraway lands, and so they spent their time wisely as they were traveling, reading and praying and fellowshipping together. And as God gave opportunity, witnessing to others about the Savior that they loved. On that boat as well, there was a man who was traveling to India to be the captain of a steamship. He was a godless man. He was a blasphemer. His language was rough and coarse. He cursed and swore and mocked and scoffed the people of God. He was a drunkard as well. And he was just a real rough character. But Charles Studd felt a burden in his heart to speak to this man, to witness to him, to tell him about the Savior. And at first the man laughed and mocked and made fun of God's servants. But nevertheless, Charles persevered, went on witnessing. And the captain, he couldn't help but notice that this young man has got a joy, a liberty, a gladness in his life that the world could never give. And so he asked more questions. And that night, he went to his own cabin. He got down on his knees. He asked the Lord to take his sin away, to forgive him for his godless life. And the Lord wonderfully converted him. And for the remainder of the days and weeks that they were on that boat, this man was found reading and praying day and daily and continually. Now, Charles Studd was not perfect. He had many problems. If you read some of his biographies, he was evidently a very impatient man. He liked to do things his own way. Sometimes whenever the organization that he worked for and labored under gave him instructions, he ignored them, and he was far from perfect. He wasn't great at taking advice. He had a little bit of a temper as well. But it wasn't the greatness of C.T. Studd that led people to trust the Lord. It was the greatness of C.T. Studd's God. God uses imperfect vessels. God uses weak instruments, that all glory might redound to his name and to his honor. So at last he arrived in China with the other men. And the first person that met them in China as they got off the boat was the famous missionary who had gone to China many years before, Hudson Taylor. Hudson Taylor was a great man of God, and we learned about him a year or two ago. And he had gone out to China and had adopted the Chinese culture and made it his own. And C.T. Studd did the same. He endeavored to live amongst the Chinese people, to dress like they dressed, to wear his hair the same way that they wore their hair. He grew his hair a little bit longer. He tied it into pigtails. He got rid of his suit, and he donned the Chinese gowns and robes that they wore. And he ate the food that the Chinese people ate. For breakfast, he had rice. For lunch, he had rice. For dinner, he had rice. Supper time, he had rice. Sunday dinner as well, I'm sure he had rice as well. It was a hard old life living in China all those years ago. The weather was very hot and sticky and humid in the summer. It was very cold in the winter. He had no mattress to sleep on. He endeavored to sleep like the Chinese people, so he just slept on the floor. And he walked for miles. They had no modes of transport, not even a bicycle, certainly not a car or anything like that. And so everywhere he walked, he went on foot. And he didn't have fancy trainers or walking boots either. He went everywhere with his sandals. And not only that, but the crowds were hostile against him. Many of the people that they sought to witness to and evangelize and speak to had never seen a white man before. And they called Charles Studd and the other men foreign devils. Sometimes they were attacked. Sometimes riots broke out whenever they preached. Sometimes they were beaten and they were stoned, and their bodies suffered because of the call of God in their lives. And then something wonderful happened in the life of C.T. Studd. And this is one of the best parts of the whole story, because C.T. Studd got married. I'm sure whenever he left England as a young man, he thought, well, there go my chances of getting married. I'm going to go out here to China. I'll probably never meet anyone. But his life was on God's altar. And he discovered that God always gives his best to those who leave the choice with him. And so he went to China and he met this beautiful girl. And they fell in love. And her name was Priscilla. Priscilla Stewart. Now, Stewart's a good name. My wife's maiden name was Stewart. And the lovely thing about Priscilla Stewart was she came from the best place in all the world. And do you know where that is? Lisburn. She came from the town of Lisburn. That's where I come from as well. And so we met this wonderful woman, Priscilla Stewart. And not only that, she was saved and she was serving God. And her life was surrendered to God as well. And so they decided under God through much prayer. And if you're ever going to make a decision like that about serving God, about where you live, about what you do with your life, and about marriage, make sure that you spend time in prayer and get the mind of God and get the will of God about the whole thing. They had a very simple wedding in China, no fancy wedding dresses. They just wore their usual Chinese garments. But Priscilla got this white sash, not an orange sash, but a white sash. And she wore this white silky or linen sash. And she had these words written upon the sash for their wedding day: united to fight for Jesus. United to fight for Jesus. And after they'd get married and they'd taken their vows and the ceremony was drawing to a close, both of them kneeled down together. And they made a promise before God. And the promise was this: we will never hinder each other from serving the Lord. We will never hinder each other from serving the Lord. The Bible says that marriage is honorable. And here was a young woman who left her home in Lisburn. Here was a young man who left his home in England. Lives completely surrendered to God. Probably thought that they would be single for the rest of their lives, but God provided the right partner for each of them. And you want to do the same. Make sure in life that you give your life to God, that you put your life on God's altar, and whenever it comes to something as important as marriage, make sure that you marry in the Lord. Be not unequally yoked together, Scripture says, with unbelievers. Marry in the Lord. If you're a Christian, you can only really under God marry another Christian and make sure that you put the Lord first. As C.T. Studd did, and they entered into this life of service and usefulness together, and we'll learn next Lord's Day, God willing, what happened next in the life of Charles and Priscilla Studd.